What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Congressman, when you were shot in 2017, Donald Trump was president, and the sincere, bipartisan, overwhelming support for you was just so noticeable. Why wasn't there the same overwhelming bipartisan support when the Democrats were shot in Minneapolis?
Minnesota. I think there was a lot of that. I reached out to the Democrat whose district it was in, and I think you saw a lot of people come together. There's still a lot of confusion. They captured the guy, and maybe one day we'll find out. And that really isn't the real story. The story is there was a tragedy, and, you know, he tried to kill a number of state senators, almost did kill one, and then murdered a state rep and her husband. And I think you saw a lot of outpouring. It just doesn't last as long because the news cycle probably goes a lot quicker, and you're on to something else.
Did it bother you that President Trump said that he didn't even want to call Governor Walz, and then said he's whacked out, he doesn't have a clue? Does it bother you when Trump says those things?
Look, I mean, the president obviously has his own style, and he has, you know, different confrontations with different people. Walz ran against him for president. You know, in a time like that, I do think he did immediately say prayers for the families. You know, the governor is not the person that you pray for. You pray for the victims, the people that were fighting for their lives. The senator at the time was still fighting for his life, and his wife was doing the same. And the president did offer strong support for the folks that were shot. And ultimately, luckily, the senator made it, but the state rep did not. And
I don't think the public received that, and it just seemed like there was just such a stark contrast between the support for you and then the lack of bipartisan support for that situation. And I think that's a statement about where we are in terms of disagreeing equals hate. And I don't know how we got here, but we're here, and I'm not sure how we get out of this, but. You know, the hate factor has really turned into a spectator sport when it comes to political discourse.
Yeah, and it's a real problem because it's bled. I mean, other colleagues of mine have had death threats against them, still to this day. And let's disagree based on the policy. And I always tell people, you know, keep your disagreements to the policy, because if you're attacking somebody personally, you've lost the argument. You know, don't try to attack somebody's integrity because you disagree with a policy. Think about your friends. You have friends you disagree with every day. Your spouse. You're not going to agree with your spouse on everything, but are you going to call them names and go attack them personally? And that's where I think things break down. And we see it in politics. We see it in society. And in politics is a reflection of society, and we all need to get this better. We got to do a better job.
But I think President Trump himself, I think he has this revengeful type attitude that I know you're close to him, but I can't imagine that you're pleased with those, you know, the personal attacks that he uses. And I think that helps give people permission to hate. And I'm not saying there's not hate on the left, because there certainly is.
Yeah, well, I see people go after him personally, and he goes back at him, and, you know, he's a New York street fighter, you know, from the real estate industry. But I also see the warm side of him. You know, when I was shot, it was the day of his birthday. He and his wife, Melania, came to the hospital to check on me. And in the weeks since, they checked on me and my family a lot during that period. You know, so you see that warm side. The press doesn't show that. And so you only see the harsh stuff and the confrontations. And you got to look at the whole thing.
I saw the warm side of him in a podcast interview he did during the campaign with Theo Von, the podcaster. And I saw a warm side of him there that I had never seen before. And yeah. I don't know, maybe you can work out a situation.
It'd be nice if we could see more of that. Yeah.
I'd like to have a chance to see that warm side of President Trump.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.